yeah. Welcome back to the You Missed It podcast. This is Alex. I got with me the usual people, Jack, Zach, Rylan, and Andrew. And we watched a movie from 1990.
My birth year.
30 years ago.
I'm old. The
movie's as old as you are.
Oh. I didn't exist.
Neither did Rylan.
Same.
I was here!
You know what? I was probably a fetus. Or like, you know. I think so, at that time. 1990?
Yeah. Think long and nope. Hard.
Yeah, it depends what month it was, you know?
Just go ask your parents.
Yeah. No, I can do math. I can, like, do the from when I was born. Depends what month it came out. But, yeah. Actually, no. You know what? I wasn't a fetus yet.
No.
Yeah, I was going to say you're 92.
That's impossible. No, because of the month. No, I'm 91, dude.
Oh, you're 91?
Yeah.
Oh, what
old boy. 92.
No, but I was late 91, so because of that, it would have been the same year. Yeah, so. Mm-hmm. Actually, you know what? Yeah, so I didn't exist.
So
wow,
didn't exist.
This movie. Mm. Man.
Yeah, I probably did. I was probably the fetus inside.
You were a fetus.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So Jack the fetus. I like where this is going.
Fetus J, yeah.
This has been Biographies with Andrew. We gonna get hard and we gonna talk hard about a film called Pump Up the Volume, starring Christian Slater, Samantha Mathis, Annie Ross, Andy Romano, and Ellen Green. Did anyone recognize Ellen
Green?
Was
that the teacher?
That was the teacher.
I was trying to remember. Yeah. Where have I seen her?
You saw her in talk radio.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I recognize that face. I recognize that hair.
That hair. Yeah. So 90s.
I know. Like, she looked like the older sister of, like, Jennifer Grey.
Yeah. It was bugging me.
Yeah. For those who don't know who Jennifer Grey is, it's the older sister of Ferris Bueller.
Yes.
Silence!
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
Pump Up the Volume is a movie about a teenager who recently relocated to Arizona from the East Coast. His name is Mark, and he runs a pirate radio station and causes an uproar when he speaks his mind and enthralls fellow teens. I remember Andrew was saying in the last episode that you can kind of get a gauge on what people thought of the film when you look at their body language.
Yes.
I saw some body language while this film was going on, so I got a pretty good idea what y'all think. For example, okay. Jack, I'm pretty sure I know what Jack thought.
I know.
And here's a gauge for how you know if Jack liked your film or not. If Jack is covering his mouth with his left hand, you're not going to have a good time. I know this because I remember Session 9.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Do you remember Session 9?
So wait, what if he uses his right hand?
Yeah,
if he uses his right hand, it's because his left hand is tired.
No. If Jack likes a movie, he does the lean forward.
Oh, yes, yes.
He does the...
Yes, yes.
And that's true.
He'll do this. He'll stick his chin out. The chin is like the closest thing to the screen.
I look for it in the movie because he sits in like... It almost goes in front of you and you're like, oh yeah, Jack's taking this moment.
Yes.
Right, it's like certain moments even in the film.
You know,
you're like, oh, he's liking this.
But you've made me self-conscious about that I catch myself now when I do that.
But you still do it subconsciously,
right? Yeah,
so,
yeah, I will. No, yeah. No.
It's chin first, fucking chin this. It's like he's like trying to stare down the screen or something because it goes like this.
He's trying to get inside the screen.
It's like the Alfred Hitchcock gut. It's the Jack chin.
Yeah.
From the side.
Yeah, this is like, ooh, intrigue.
It's my Jay Leno pose.
Yeah. So we all want to know, Jack, how did it make you feel? Yeah, that says it all. Rylan.
We done.
I want to hear more. I want to hear your story first.
What pumped up your volume
for this?
Why did I bring this in?
Yeah.
After talk radio and Hero.
I was promised a non-political, non-thinking movie from you last episode.
I got scared, to be honest. Yeah. And then when I saw it, I was like, ooh.
Like the first,
I was like, oh, Alex is still
like,
Alex.
What are we gonna do? And then the first second, you're like, nope, this is an Alex movie.
I was like,
yeah, it's 90s.
Actually,
I was worried for a second there. I was like, oh no, what else is he gonna bring in?
The title that you wrote down, like the fake, like your fake title, was actually so accurate. The first 30 seconds of what it was, I'm like, wow, this is like a sum up of all his movies. He showed us.
Yeah.
What was the fake title?
It was like he was a sum up. He had all his titles from all.
No,
his
remember
movies.
From
yeah,
the last
yeah,
episode.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
You should listen to the last episode.
No, I know, but I thought you had like he had like given you like. like a secret run on like the
like on the fire. Or
yeah, it's like when they give you the reels in the movie theaters. They always have like the fake title.
Yeah,
oh, that was like that. Yeah.
Those are always fun.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
50 Shades of Talk Radio.
Ooh. Yeah.
50 Shades of Penis.
There's a lot of dicks in this movie.
Yeah, actually. Pretty,
there's a lot of dicks in this movie.
Yeah, actually, there is, yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
Andrew Harder.
Spoiler.
Oof.
Curling.
Guys, keep quiet, the FCC. Yeah, we don't want that little bitch coming after us.
Podcasting, what a CC.
The yellow ass man that stands out like states. Like,
a fucking edgy pile come after us, okay? Shut the fuck up. He's policing the internet, okay?
We need the popularity.
Yeah, who wants to policing us? Dad.
The notoriety, any press is good for us.
I want that stupid yellow van to come after us. You can see it almost
hit the other on the wrong side of the road.
I loved it. FCC, there are no laws for the FCC.
Just pull we over follow the waves.
This is the problem with free speech.
I fucking love that. They turned them into like cartoon villains. It was hilarious.
I'd love to see a Nolan remake of this. Where it's like taken dead seriously.
Told out of order too.
Yeah, of course.
We start with the second broadcast and then we end it with the first one. What the whole thing was leading up to.
Exactly. And there's the real broadcast that gets revealed.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
That works.
And Tom Hardy is on there as well. He's
his mouth has to be
Tom Hardy. Yeah. He's hard hairy. Absolutely.
Yeah, hard hardy.
Hard hardy. Oh, it's love it. Who would be the bitch FCC character in the Nolanverse?
Michael Caine.
Yeah.
How long to see Michael Caine.
On
Michael Caine.
The FCC rules the wild.
That'd be great.
This is the problem with free speech.
No, which Michael Caine are we getting? Are we getting the Michael Caine that's all broken up? Are we getting the blow the bloody doors down? Are we getting which Michael Caine?
Both. Okay. It's the in-between segue.
No, we're getting the sexy Michael Caine. Ooh. We're getting the
elf?
Elfie, yeah. That's what I was thinking. We're getting the Elfie, like, 66.
Or he's just the manliest man in the world.
Yeah,
man.
He's just like, I like the ladies.
There's a reason why he was Austin Powers' dad, man. It was typecasting.
Yep. Let me just say this. All our British accents are quite awful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any question.
Our Canadian accents are pretty awful, too. So.
Yeah, our Michael Caine impression.
All right, well, now that we've successfully alienated our entire British audience.
Cool. Whatever, they could take a joke. God
fuck
damn.
You, British people.
Fuck all y'all.
Take your royal family back where they belong.
Yeah.
Bring them over to Canada.
Guys, shut up. They're our overlords, okay?
They're here.
God damn.
They could technically take us back whenever they want.
She's on her money.
We're getting too close to being gobbled up by America. We need them, okay?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Lesser of two evils.
Yeah, they'll take the British Empire. No problem.
So why was this my film? To reverse the question that I asked you how many podcasts ago.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. Okay, so at the time that I watched it, I had seen Talk Radio, I had seen Hero. I saw this as a little bit of an anti-establishment film.
Yeah.
Because pirate radio. Actually, the director, Alan Moyle, who also wrote it, he had heard of pirate radio DJs who were broadcasting off of abandoned oil rigs in England.
Didn't they make a movie about that?
Yes, it's called Pirate Radio. It's from 2009.
Yeah.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yes. That's who I was thinking of.
So he was inspired by that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And so it's more focused. It's kind of like talk radio. You know, maybe I should have brought in this first and then built up to talk radio, but I decided to go talk radio first because you got to come out of the gates swinging hard.
Right.
No one bats 1,000 every time, and I don't think I hit a home run on this, judging what. Because we're all more entertained by each other than we were by the film, I think. But I still like the film.
I don't know. I thought Andrew really got. I loved his part when the cop showed up. It's like, how about this? I'm done.
I knew. I brought that in just to trigger you. And I brought it in just because of the fart noises would get you.
I was excited.
Yes.
Yeah, it won him over right there.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
And it's because the FCC at the time was the most powerful thing controlling free speech. George Carlin, in his 1988 stand-up special, What Am I Doing in New Jersey? He had a little bit on the FCC. The FCC decided, and I'm not going to do it wholesale, but they decided all by itself that radio and television were the only two parts of American life not protected by the free speech provisions of the First Amendment to the Constitution. Mm-hmm. That's very important.
Yeah.
So when I started learning about that, I started listening to Jello Biafra and what he had to say about speech and what's happening to him, and how the media, Shep Shepherd was the name of the reporter, which is just a dumb name.
But Shep Shepherd.
At one point in the film, he says, "This is great. He's making it worse." So the media latches onto the negativity and they blast it out to everyone. You remember the newspaper title? When he picks up the newspaper, he's walking to school, Mark, and he picks up the newspaper, and it says something along the lines of pirate radio DJ ups attacks.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't attacking anyone.
No.
So, but the media hypes it up because they want the ratings.
Of course.
They try and create their villain, as we've learned before.
Oh, it's happening
today.
Oh, never changes, as we always say, after every one of your movies. Nothing it never changes.
Well, some things do change because...
Well, they modernize.
They modernize. We have podcasts like we're doing right now, so it's kind of meta. There's YouTube, so you could live stream anywhere in the world.
It's the internet.
The internet?
Yeah.
And the internet was born in 1990.
Yeah.
The World Wide Web was born in 1990.
The earliest I remember using it, aside from bulletin board services via modem, dial-up modem, was 1993. That was the earliest I got on.
Yeah, no, the Al Gore invented the internet in 1990.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Of course he did. Yeah.
That's like, there was obviously computers and stuff like that, but like, the WWW was launched in the same year as this movie.
Well, yeah, what you're talking about, like a modern or consumer level, but like the bones of it existed for other reasons, and there's more history to it, obviously, but... Mm-hmm. I mean, everything just modernizes. The problems remain, I think, or get exacerbated or whatever, depending, because the internet kind of exacerbates everything, makes everything bigger, right?
Yeah.
Just because it's worldwide, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway, but.
And the FCC, they took him down. They found out where he was, that he was arrested. So they, in essence, they deplatformed him, just like Twitter and YouTube can deplatform people. Mm. Same with Patreon. Like, Patreon got rid of Onision because he had broken rules by doxing someone on a different platform. And that's against Patreon's terms of service.
It's all about them ad money, man. Yeah. The advertisers, they don't like what you have to say. Money talks.
Yeah. That's why
Onision is a piece of shit.
Though, yes, so. I agree. I won't make anything on YouTube because I don't like how they treat their users.
No, it's getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
In terms of... like independent media and just other people just having a voice, it's just like getting more and more just kind of back to how things used to be in terms of controlling what people have to say.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are just like, fuck that.
Yeah. Speaking of which, we're on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
You missed it podcast. We're also on SoundCloud, but who knows for how long. I've heard for years that SoundCloud they're on the verge of bankruptcy. They're going down. So... We're still on SoundCloud for now. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We have an Instagram, even though we're a podcast. I don't know. Just pictures and audio. I know.
Well, it's also short video clips.
Short video clips, yeah.
Also, the video I shot today of us getting ready to video and posting on Instagram.
Cool.
What?
He's being sneaky.
Oh, no. Before.
That's stealthy.
I caught him. Evil. I was like, what are you doing, boy?
And that's how I stopped it. With you going, boy!
Oh, and don't forget Jack's mailbox.
Oh, yeah.
You always got to make sure that people can send items to Jack's mailbox.
Make sure they're hard.
Yeah. Ask your love advice at Jack.
I'll give you all the information you need.
Well, the information I need from you right now is how does it make you feel?
How does this movie make me feel?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
Shocker. Shocker.
Okay. Well, I'll try. I've been trying.
No, no. Yeah. Just get it out.
All right, come on. All right. All right.
Just poop it.
I'll shit this out.
Get it out of your butthole.
Yeah. I will say that this movie was very much kind of like very meta for what we do and very a bit of ahead of its time to where, you know, that type of individual and that type of voice and using the media obviously is everywhere now with YouTube and social media and all that. Like, that was pretty much a 90s version of what, you know, what would become nowadays with vloggers and, you know, podcasters and all that. So for that, it was just seeing that and like, wow, we've progressed. And now it's kind of true what they say, like every voice now starting on the radio station, everyone does their own thing and influence. It's like, yeah, that's pretty topical even for today. So even more so. Mm. So that was kind of neat. Besides that, I did not like this movie.
Damn, son.
I figured as much.
I thought the biggest problem for me with this movie, above anything, I thought the pacing was atrocious.
Ooh, just slows down, speeds up.
No, mm-hmm. I just was like, while he was talking, I was just like, get on with it. I was just sitting, like, the more he talked, the more I wanted him to shut up. I was just like, not what he had to say, I was just like, oh my god, I don't care. Why is everyone caring about this little turd saying shit? I don't care. I get what the movie's trying to do with the whole school system. I thought this villain or the principal was cartoonish as fuck.
Yeah.
No, like, who acts like that? No one does. It's like, it just, I don't know, and all the students and all of them all hovering around this one guy. And I don't know. I felt like what it was trying to say just felt like, I don't know, a little pretentious at times. I thought the pacing and just went on and on. And just shots of people listening to a radio and this guy just milking shit out of his ass. It's just like, oh my god, do something. So when it cut to the school, I'm like, oh, it's going to do something. And then it doesn't. And yeah, I was just really waiting for this to be over.
I know you got up and did a dance.
Yeah, I was happy
to Zach.
Yeah, I know.
Wish that ever happened. Ever think about that again.
Did I miss like a lap dance?
Yeah,
like,
it was very Suspiria inspired, I'd say.
Yeah, it was actually.
Yeah.
Damn. See. Smack.
Oh yeah, I was gyrating.
There was rhythmic breathing.
It was more like a Hustler's actually.
I made Zach uncomfortable. He was like, okay.
Ooh, so, that's hard to do.
I know.
Zach usually gets involved.
Like, I know, but I know what Zach's buttons are. I know what actually makes him go, okay.
Damn.
Yeah, it's when you actually touch him.
You didn't touch me.
Just didn't know, man.
You just didn't know?
You didn't feel it. I just get it, I get it.
Yeah. But yeah, no, honestly, to me, it was the pacing of the whole movie. I just thought especially when he was talking on the radio, I was just like 3-5 minutes could have been cut out of all of those shit. It was just dragged and dragged. Like, I felt the length of this film more than Suspiria, by a long shot. And yeah, I just, for what it had to say, I was kind of like, it just was just like the movie was doing, just speaking out into the world, and like, I'm like, okay, you're saying shit, but what are you actually trying to, I don't know. It was just a lot of ideas that went nowhere. I thought it felt like a 40-year-old writing a teenage movie of how kids are. Then they're insane. They got to rebel and all that shit, but it came off as forced and comedic, and it just didn't work for me. I just like, this is like in one ear out the other for me personally. Mm. I just did not sit with me at all. I was just like, talk radio had way more, way more interesting things to say. And I was way more intrigued with the direction. I thought when it went dark, it actually felt, oh shit.
Yeah.
With this one, it just felt like, okay. And then they kind of went on with it and then it got sillier.
It's a movie about teenagers.
What?
It's a movie about teenagers.
I've seen a lot of movies about teenagers.
I know, but you're compared to Talk Radio, which is a movie not about teenagers.
In terms of someone being on the radio and talking out and affecting the masses type of shit.
Yeah, but the masses being like a small town with one high school in a small town compared to... I'm just saying, like, because you're saying, like, stakes-wise and everything, like, oh, the Hebb's dealing with, like, heavier shit and stuff. I'm like, well, that makes sense. Because, like, you ever gone back to your high school problems?
Yeah.
Exactly. Need I say any more? They're fucking stupid.
Right.
Like, in retrospect, oh, they're always stupid.
I made a movie about that.
Yeah. You should know, Jack.
I do. But I don't know. I just, like... Yeah, but the reason I bring up Tucker because Alex brought that up is like.
Oh, I know. Like, I get like they're similar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like.
That's the only reason why I brought up is like
a radio personality doing like getting a message out, being edgy,
and about like 90% of the movie is him talking on the radio.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Like that kind of thing. I would say using that as your quote, like for lack of a better term, gimmick, as your gimmick throughout the movie. I don't know. I just felt like this one was. Yeah, besides Christian Slater, like, and the cartoony teachers, which was just, like, I felt like that was just kind of, like, we gotta do something plot-wise, and, like, oh, let's make the teachers evil, and they're stealing money, and they're all expelling people, and I thought that blonde-haired bully was Pauly Shore for a second. Like, I'm not even kidding, I thought that was Pauly Shore. But yeah, I'm more curious what everyone else to say. I'm kind of, yep, all right, moving on.
Yeah, me too. Rylan.
Fuck you, Jack.
I'm just gonna sit in the corner.
All right, yeah, you stay in the corner. I, for one, had a lot of fun with this movie. We mentioned talk radio several times, and it kind of has those vibes mixed in with a hearty dash of SFW vibes as well. Not in terms of the plot at all, but just in terms of like the feeling and the 90s-ness of it. Yeah, it's definitely not a perfect movie, but it speaks to me. It speaks to my heart. I was definitely one of those like angsty, angry teens, and I've matured a little, debatably. But have I really outgrown that? Nah, it's definitely that fire still burns, and so like even if it is a little schmaltzy at times, characters like this definitely do speak to me. I thought it was fun. I agree the pacing wasn't could have been tightened up. All the adult characters were super like caricature-y, but I'm okay with a movie that like doesn't make you think necessarily too much about that. Like this one was just really it found it just to be really straightforward, just really really simple. It's not a terribly deep movie, but it's just I don't know, it's how to describe it. Words. See, this is why I don't host my own radio shows, because my train of thought derails every fucking 5 seconds.
I mean, to be fair, the way he was hosting that show was like fucking train of thought stopping randomly. Yeah, it was like totally fucking breaks all the rules in terms of a broadcast. So to be fair, he was doing no better.
Basically, I like a good film that just says fuck the system.
Sure.
Even if it's not necessarily the most eloquent way to say that in this iteration, but I still like it. I had a lot of fun. I'm happy that I watched it.
It's a very 90s thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it does expose some corruption as well.
It's a counter to the Reagan era. Fuck this shit.
Well, yeah, like the way like the school, like it literally treats her students like numbers. Like the only thing that matters is the you know, the scores and our averages and what it shows on a record and how much money we can get from the government based on this information and stuff. And it's like, yeah, you definitely don't care about the actual human beings. And that problem still translates to our education system. Today,
well, they got a pretty broken system.
Yeah. But moreover, one of the lines that Mark, a Christian Slater's character, says like at the beginning of the movie is mentions nothing to look forward to and no one to look up to, and that is pessimistic and exaggerated or exaggeratedly pessimistic outlook on the world for sure. But there are a lot of youth, a lot of teens that still feel that way. Maybe that's just a youngest generation thing, the type that they're cursed with. Like the older generations kind of never understand them. Like when our generation has kids and they're growing up into teenagers, they'll probably think we're just as out of touch as we think boomers are out of touch today.
Almost but, there. We're like, it's already happening. They're just young.
Yeah, right? Exactly. So, yeah, they're not teenagers yet, but like they're there.
Well, the I mean, they're growing up. What they're saying, iPad generation and everything, right? So they're growing up with like smart devices in their pretty much in their hands right away.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's definitely different. But you like to hope that you'd at least be open to the fucking batshit crazy stuff, because shit's always crazy. It just changes to different crazy. So I hope. I don't know. I hope we're not as out of touch as, I hope that's the lesson we learned, but probably not.
Yeah. Because in the real thing with the idea of free speech and stuff, and in this day where, especially in the age of the internet, and like everybody gets, there's so many like free platforms, and kind of everybody has an opportunity to say their piece. I kind of like how at the end of the movie you see all these other independent radio stations popping up. It's like, yeah, it's kind of like how nowadays everyone and their dog has a podcast. Going pretty meta again.
And their cat. Everybody and their cat.
And the cat. Yeah, we should just get Heisenberg there, his own little microphone.
Yeah, he's just, I'm going to talk too. I saw the movie as well,
you
damn it.
You got opinions too.
Yeah, pump up the cat.
I don't know where you're going with that, but I'm not following you.
I'm going anywhere. I'm just saying, man, it is
where I was going is my point is that these days free speech is in question. Like, should people be able to say anything that they want to say? Should we allow selective free speech, which is not free speech at all, just that completely defeats the purpose? I think the idea would be better off to empower people to have more critical thinking skills so that they can better filter the stuff that they are hearing and how to give any credibility to it or not. Because you can't put inhibitors on free speech, or it's not free speech anymore. So people just need to learn to think better instead.
Yeah.
Also, well, we're in the midst of like the internet being trying to be regulated as we speak, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, quite literally, this last year has been filled with, especially in Europe, trying to restrict freedom of access to the internet, to free speech on the internet. So, frankly, it's the same problem.
Yeah, it's like a slippery slope type of thing. It's like, once it starts, like, where does it stop? It
used to be illegal television channels that people would hack into, and then they.
Well, I mean, like, the market speaks, really, right? Like, having all that crazy shit out there is fine, and platform holders can decide, like, you can have different, like, money talks, right? You look at YouTube, for instance, and, like, they can give, the content there that's valued is the one that can produce money, essentially you can just, like, I don't know why they need legislation anyway, because at the end of the day, you can just, a lot of people who put out the more controversial shit don't get paid, and then they eventually just can't do it anymore. So they kind of class them out of it by taking away their funding, right? But if people really love stuff, like, they can find a way to fund it themselves anyway.
Yeah.
So you could just leave it and let the market take care of itself that way. Like, the only shit that, I don't know, it's a complex topic anyway. But yeah, like, obviously there are lines to be crossed, like live streaming fucking horrible crimes and shit, like dark web type shit. Yeah, that stuff's like a line where it's like, oh, okay, well, that's not...
That is pretty fucked up.
That's not freedom of anything. That's just a crime. Or it's just wrong.
And then Booty web is where... That's the number one place to visit.
Bootyweb.gov?
Yeah, and bootyweb.to.
You can send out your booty love to Zach's Bootylicious website.
Yeah.
I'd like to think you know what? I'd like to think that it was like a government website run by you. You're like the
subsidiary.
You're like part of the Ministry of Booty, and you
you have your own dot gov.
That's right. Yeah. Well, he just said.
It's like you're carefully vetting the content to ensure only top selection.
I feel like that's
classy
like,
booty. Is what it is.
I feel like that's like a wrestling thing or something, or like booty. A part of like New Day, where it'd be like, "I'm the Ministry of Booty."
Have a badge and everything.
Yeah. That's right. Oh yeah. Like this.
Fair. You can't tell it to say like Federal Bureau, me. But it's like Federal Booty.
Federal Bureau of Booty. Central Intelligence Booty.
No, you can still use FBI, but the B stands for booty.
That's what I was saying. Federal Booty of Investigation.
SWAT Booty.
Doesn't even need to make sense.
Investigation of Booties.
SWAT Booty.
Federal Booty Intelligence.
Wow.
We'll find something eventually.
Wow. Booty on the internet.
Yeah.
That's the main message of this movie, right?
Yes, no, it is.
Instead of SWAT Booty, be Spooty Booty.
You know, this movie sweetie, definitely sweetie had,
coming for that booty.
This movie had me thinking, how many movies would become irrelevant in the 90s if you just put a cell phone, like you just had cell phones?
Ooh.
Like,
oh,
it's a
funny.
Fun experiment. Like, just go, just start watching 90s movies, like one after the other, and just insert smartphones and see what happens. Like, just say if there were a smartphone and just start writing. That's an article somebody should write.
It's like 90s.
I think it's already been out.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, I think I've seen stuff like that where it's like, oh, 90s films that would have been ruined with, you know, modern phones.
Or even like, tell, like 90% of every Seinfeld episode could have been solved by simple text.
I get a bigger kick out of modern Seinfeld. Like, people, there's like a whole thing out there where people have created modern Seinfeld episodes, like what Seinfeld would be like now if they were writing episodes, and they're fucking great. Like, I'm like, yeah, man, that show is pretty much timeless because you could always just
apply it.
It just works in any generation.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
Zach, how does it make you...
Your one per episode.
Yeah. Those are Zach's beatboxing skills.
I don't know if that type of duration is meant to express approval or disdain.
I mean, for Zach, that's approval.
I know Jack wasn't a big fan of that.
I'm just gonna tell you, none of that sounded like a fart. That just sounded like you being an asshole.
Oh, exactly! Me being an asshole, like a fart, right?
I mean, being a... Yeah, farting is kind of an asshole.
Yeah. Right?
You gotta embody it. You gotta be
you gotta be the asshole.
You gotta be the fart. That's be the fart, Zach.
Be put the toot.
Put yourself inside the mind of the fart.
That's right.
That's right.
How do you operate?
That's right. What are your thoughts and feelings? I want to know the true essence of the fart.
Breathe the fart. Be the fart.
It's the a good fart thing is within us all.
It's
fart.
A good thing we talked about all our birth years earlier. Otherwise, people would think we're like 8.
Oh, good. Thank God.
I was going to say, I didn't mention my birth year. It was 2013.
Explained so much.
Zach was the only one aside from myself to see this film, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had seen it, but it was on TV, I think, and I barely remember it. Like, I kind of saw tidbits, and I remember almost the soundtrack being more famous.
Soundtrack was pretty good.
Yeah, the soundtrack is one thing that was more well-known from the movie. But after seeing the movie again, I wasn't too hot on it. I'm kind of with you, Jack. I kind of watched it, and it was kind of just straightforward, and, like, the messages and stuff are good, but it's kind of stuff that we've also seen before and done better in different degrees and such. And yeah, and like you were saying too, Jack, just like everybody kind of, you know, was so tuned into this one guy just kind of like saying his bullshit and stuff. And I love Christian Slater. So, I mean, that's like one thing in the movie that works is just him being just in the movie. But I don't know if that's enough to like push forward that like the movie was just kind of him talking for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I don't know. I just wasn't really feeling it, but I like the soundtrack. Soundtrack is probably the one thing I would take away from it. That's pretty dope.
Some solid tunes.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Can't go wrong with the Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
They like their Lennon Cohen on this movie too.
Yep.
Yeah, there was a lot of other tunes and stuff too, and yeah, that was pretty cool. But like when you kinda compare it to like stuff like talk radio even and stuff like that, it's just like it doesn't even compare in my opinion.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a younger person's talk radio.
It's like a younger person's talk radio, but like it still doesn't hit on that level though. Like even if it's on a kid's level, It's like, I don't know. I still feel like I'd be like, go watch talk radio. You know what I mean? Even though you're not, even though you're a kid, it's like, I just think the quality of the movie is just different.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Did you feel pacing issues as well?
I was going to make that joke too. I was going to say pump up the pace. But yeah, totally. It was because, well, that's what happens. Cause it's really just a movie of him talking for an hour and a half with like things about him just being shy in person, which was really weird too. He was like,
oh yeah, that he couldn't like even like get a word out or be like
I can't talk to anybody.
Like he couldn't at least say like just be quiet and shy like a normal quiet shy person.
No, it was like it was like abnormally movie shy.
Yeah.
Like played up like
No, it was definitely played up to the point of like I can't even let out a sound, you know? Which is like, well, no, you'd say like
That seems weird,
people off and get away.
Because I get like what they're going for, and there are people like that where it's like, oh, they're by themselves, they can then express themselves fully. But this was to an extreme where it's like, okay, this feels like
I see that.
It's like almost like a comic book type like difference where it's like, oh, it's like once he puts on the cape.
He had the glasses, dude. He literally did that.
And it's like, I don't know. That's a bit much.
I have a question for you. Okay, Kitty, you can answer it.
Wow. God damn. You got shit to say, okay? Give him a platform.
Do you think the movie, I think, would have been better? Because I feel like if he had gotten caught earlier and they showed more of like what would have happened after he got caught.
So this is like the Irishman version.
I meant the one thing about this movie that I felt like in terms of like a theme explored down, but I feel like they could have gone further with it, which is the whole cult of personality type of thing.
Oh yeah, of course.
And I feel like having that like expose of like who this guy is and you know the audience, you know, having that curtain exposed. I feel like, I don't know, like having seen people being conflicted whether or not, oh, this is, you've been living up this, putting up this person to a mantle, and then you just see the real thing, you're like, the reaction to that, I don't know, I felt like it could have maybe gone more down interesting routes had been, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
That's what I'm just throwing out there. Do you
because if you did like half hour of it or something and then something like that happened, but then the big question is like, where do you go from there?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, sure, you could do that. That would be cool as long as you have somewhere cool to go after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Like, I just felt like it could have been like the perfect like second act beat going into the third act of like what happens at the end of the movie could have happened a bit earlier and then have the fallout be like the repercussions and the consequences more so. I felt like a lot of like, especially with the teacher stuff, was sort of just like, this is actually legal, you're suspended, done.
Yeah.
And then it was like, okay, that those consequences seem tacked on like a high school musical.
But it is but it is also like, I also, to be fair, I don't think that would fit quite in this movie, too, because, like...
It's like Spotlight.
Yeah, like it's not going to be, like consequences. Like, no, this is about kids rebelling against the system.
Yeah, Mark Ruffalo like, screaming at you.
That part wouldn't really fit. I agree with the, like, oh, maybe he got caught or something, but then, like, maybe, you know, I don't know, they do, like, that call to personality thing where he's exposed, and then maybe people kind of, like... latch on to him and stuff still. They
say something,
but they like the real him or something, or I don't know. Like,
I just feel like that could have like opened more doors in terms of making the plot more interesting.
Yeah, like something happens, big that
changes.
That's the thing,
that's like not much, like really a lot, not a whole lot happens that, I don't know. Like, obviously, like stuff happens, like it gets more insane and people are trying to.
What's wrong with you?
But it's like very slapsticky, almost like that's what they go for, which is weird too. Like,
I find a teacher punched a student. Come on!
Yeah, it just like, goes
full
off
on.
The rails.
Like, full on.
I guess he was expelled or whatever, but like he was a minor anyway. So.
Well, yeah, but then like, and then as he like falls back at the table, the teacher like grabs him and like punches him in the gut
twice.
Too. Like.
And then what happens? I was like, the other teacher gets fired because of it.
Yeah,
and like that guy gets no consequences.
Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah. And then
the whole thing feels very
weird. And then
weird
it was surrounded
point.
By witnesses. That's the other thing. It was like the most public thing you could have possibly
like that. That's a moment that could have been like the stoking of the fire in terms of bringing up more like rebel. Like that moment could have been bigger.
Dude,
but
even then though,
like it just it all seems so far fetched by that point.
Yeah, no doubt.
Where the whole movie is just like, what am I even watching? Whereas before, at least it's like, okay, it's someone talking on the radio.
Yeah,
you have at least like it's grounded to somewhat. But then once they kind of like. Go towards the getting him caught and like figuring out who this person is, it just gets insane.
Yeah,
and it's like in a very silly way, and I don't think it kind of fits what it originally was.
No, that's what, like, what originally that, was going that's on. Kind of the whole thing with the pacing issue. Yeah. It's just like the first like it's just talking about stuff that's like, okay, like I get the message you're trying to say, I get the like the theme you're trying to get across.
Yeah.
You know, youth rebellion and all that stuff. But there's saying something, and then there's saying something. And I feel like this was just all talk, but no real substance.
Yeah.
It was, like, a lot of good ideas, but, like, it was just, yeah, I just felt like, let's talk about this and this and this and this. Okay, what's it actually about?
Mm.
Could be whatever you want it to be. It's like, I don't know.
But you a good soundtrack.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now... It's cop time with Andrew.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Yeah, you could have like a
donuts and cops.
Andrew's gonna bitch about them cops because they're not done right.
Yeah, we need a jingle. We need to come with a cop corner jingle.
Well, you could just use the cops.
What you want? What you want? What you gonna do?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Cop corner.
I'm just gonna get you.
You know what we can do? We can have Zach stay up for 48 hours straight, and then we put him in a booth.
Yeah.
And we have him do that a cappella.
Ooh. Yeah. There you go. Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Jesus. All right. I think y'all taking this movie too damn seriously. God damn. Slow your roll. Like, what's the message? What's the message?
Okay, well, what was going on?
Why wasn't there a fucking expose? Why didn't they take down the FCC motherfuckers? Dude, I didn't take this shit seriously. Like, when I saw the fucking FCC guy was like, with fucking glasses on, he was like a caricature, man. He just came out and he was just like, we're gonna get him. I'm glad he came out. Oh, he said something mean about me. It was fucking, dude, it was hilarious. Whatever,
yeah,
man.
That's hilarious.
Like, I didn't want to take it. Well,
I don't think that's it, though.
Yeah,
I think it's that we wanted something to happen. It
all
was
of
not
Jack's complaints are like, oh, it could have been so interesting. It's like,
yeah, so interesting is more what I agree with.
Yeah, but everything
something
you're
more
saying,
interesting,
you're like, oh, it didn't have something. It had something to say, but it didn't have something to say. It's like, well, who?
But then if you
don't
have anything
man.
To say, and if there's nothing else really going on, it's just kind of like...
Just air.
Yeah.
It's like a high... It's like a fucking high school movie. I don't
expect
that kind of depth
from it.
But
there's good high school
movies. But the vibe kind of works because it's teenagers, and teenagers haven't all figured out exactly what they want to
see. See, that's disrespectful,
like,
I guess, teenagers' opinions, though. Like,
well,
honestly.
No, I'm not saying it to belittle them. It's like they have feelings. They have passion. They're not necessarily worldly enough to know how to articulate it.
Granted, no, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But in terms of just trying to tell a story with this movie, it just was just a lot of talking and a lot of air. But
yeah,
in the end, you're like, okay, what's the point of that?
Well, they're trying to. I don't know. It's just like, because I'm trying to say, like, it's just they're trying to figure their shit out, and I think that's what it was about.
Okay,
right? Because like you have feelings a lot of like. When you're a teenager, a lot, they're valid.
Mm-hmm.
They're just put out in a way you are still trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's all new.
Mm-hmm.
So you can still have something that's completely valid to say
right.
that, you know, you just haven't figured out you're just experiencing it. Right. And the idea is that, a lot of the older generation just suppresses that because they don't understand it. Or your problems are new and they won't get articulated until everybody starts talking about them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you know what? It doesn't need to have like a very deeper, like a deeper message than that. It could just be them being teenagers.
And but that's films the way like American Graffiti or
Days Confused.
Days Confused are even simpler movies than this.
They are.
That are just go a day in a life, go with the flow, no real. Like that one is just like those two movies I would say have less plot than this one, and two are way more interesting, way more engaging, with more interesting characters who have a lot to say at the same age group, like because they're all teenagers trying to find their way in the world. But in this case, it was just like I said, the execution, the pacing, and overall it just felt like a muddled mess of just like collage of ideas that one guy going through a stream of consciousness might say. Mm-hmm. It's just the stream of consciousness was just too muddled and too messy that it's like, okay, you're just saying a bunch of shit, but you're just saying it because it sounds cool.
And then any of like the messages and stuff that he was like kind of putting out there were then again kind of, you know, undercut by like the silliness and stuff that like came in the second half. And it's like, yeah, okay, it doesn't have to be serious, but it got like straight up cartoon
and stuff which like that, I didn't where mind it's like, personally.
Okay, so it's like, what are you even doing with this movie at that point? And it's just kind of all over the place, and it's like they didn't know what to do with it. But Christian Slater, you know, is cool, so like, yeah, he like can just talk. Like
sure, which is fine for me. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Like, I thought they, like there wasn't like a bad performance. Actually, I will say, I thought the news reporter was awful.
Okay, but like, he that's
was,
whatever.
His was like, this is the news reporter doing all this stuff. I'm like, you're live! Talk more!
Well, whatever. I, like, he was so
good old Shep Shepherd.
Shep Shepherd.
I'll give you, that's a nitpick for me. I was like, they got it more like, you just,
I don't know.
I was like, oh, whatever.
That's looking
that,
a bit much.
That, that's whatever.
That's but, looking a bit much into things. But yeah, like, yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I think we're just kind of the same on that, Jack, where it's just kind of, we just kind of felt it was the same old, and then what it decides to do in the second half kind of undercuts even what it was trying to go for in the first bit and feels even more weird and just,
Well,
I don't really have much to say about it anymore, just because it's like,
well,
soundtrack was good.
Well, keep so going you back say. To
that.
I think it's funny. Christian Slater kind of comes like full circle to me because he's in fucking Mr. Robot as well.
He's and great, he's like, though, in teenage stuff as well. Like Heathers was around this time,
88,
right? 88, 2 years. Yeah. Heathers is great.
Yes.
I just find it funny that he's in this movie about like radio censorship.
Yeah.
And say whatever in terms of like how deep it goes into that. And then he's in this fucking like drama like a decades later that's about fucking internet censorship.
And it's awesome.
And it, well, Mr. Robot is legitimately, you want depth and accuracy.
Yeah.
Watch Mr. Robot.
It's amazing.
And Christian Slater's in that shit.
Yeah.
And he's good. Really good. He's a lot older.
Yeah,
goddamn. He's no longer the teenager. He's the father.
He's the grandfather.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the papa.
The papa.
Papa robot.
Papa robot.
Pop. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's a trippy show. Goddamn. Anyway. Yeah. So I don't know. Fucking Alex brings shit in, and I like it. That's just the way it is. So.
But tell us about when you were.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I was along for the ride. It was cool. Like I like Christian Slater just doing his thing. I didn't need that much depth out of it. I just, whatever. I had a good time. So like, I didn't expect like any kind of major depth from it. And I didn't find it as uninteresting as you guys did. I found it like, it kept me into it the whole way through. It didn't feel overly long or anything. So I enjoyed it. Yeah. So
is it
cop
time?
Yeah, sure.
Cop time!
Yeah!
Cop corner! What you gon' what you want, what you gon' do?
So there's a few things. There's a few things. Alright. The thing that just fucking, like, slayed me. Sorry. The thing that just, like, fucking slayed me was just when they walk into the post office. It was so comically bad. It was so ridiculous that I kind of enjoyed it. He just walks in, and the media's there, and they're like, there's this mailbox, who's it registered to? He's like, oh, I can't tell you that. There's privacy law. And then a cop shows up. I don't know if he was FCC cop, doesn't fucking matter. I think he was just a cop, yeah. He shows up, flashes his badge, he's like, oh, I can show you. And it's just the way he says it. It's just like, oh my God. It's like, he didn't have to show a warrant. He didn't have to like show any proof that no fucking protection of privacy whatsoever.
Yeah, because the media is right there with the camera.
Yeah, that too. He's just like, oh, and here you go. By the way, we couldn't show them, but we can show you without any proof that you actually have a right to this information. Oh yeah, and read it with the fucking cameras behind you.
Andrew, you're like, taking movie too seriously.
It was just so comical. It actually fucking, it was funny. I gotta admit, it was funny. Because just the way he delivered that line was so hammy. It was just, he's just so earnest, that guy. He was just so like happy-go-lucky. Oh, well, I can't show you that because, unfortunately, because of privacy. Well, you can... you're going to have to get you to show me. He flashes his badge. He's like, oh, yeah, I can show you. Like, with a fucking smile, grin on it. Like, big fucking dopey smile on his face.
Good comedic timing.
It was so good. Yeah. That was... Yeah. And then, secondly, fucking FCC... car chase, like the most ridiculous fucking they got helicopters and shit. I'm like, what kind of fucking FCC cop weird?
I like how you just like don't have to drive. I got the license plate. Why are they still driving?
Yeah, that too. They were like chasing, and I'm like, why? You're just gonna hurry. You're just gonna fucking run over some kid who's out playing catch or some shit. Some fucking kid who's out at night when you should be. You're gonna fucking kill some kid when you could have just gone like, well, I got the license plate. We know where he fucking lives now. Like, oh, whatever. Like, anyway, whatever. They have all these fucking... FCC has all these police resources somehow.
Yeah.
So that's fucking hilarious. And then what was that? There was something else, too, that just, like, stuck out to me. I'm trying to remember. I wish I'd, like...
There was a lot of cop stuff that kind of just...
Oh, yeah. On. Okay, so it was the fact that... So when the cops pretty much never show up. And then they show up when they're like, we gotta get this guy who's on the waves. And then they go to like track down the call, and that's it. And then they're like, well, could be anywhere here. So then the other funny thing is that they go, he could be anywhere within 1,000, what was it, 1,000 yards, right?
1,000 yards.
Sorry, America. Okay, 1,000 yards.
And there's 3 feet to a yard, if I remember.
Yes. Yeah, you know, fucking.
I play football, I know what a yard is.
Yeah. We gotta do it the American way. 1,000 yards, all right?
Yeah.
So, like...
So, 3,000 feet.
So, 3,000 feet.
Wait, Psycho 2. He's not under here.
That is the best cop appearance I've seen yet on the whole podcast.
I'll have to ask, where's the scale?
Yeah, so... That's the lowest. There's no question about
it. The cops, instead of fucking doing their job, which is, well, it could only be in this range of distance, maybe we should knock on every fucking door within that range, because, you know, that's not so hard. We could at least do some police work.
That's too much work.
But then they're like, no, well, have a good night, folks. I guess we just gotta doop-de-doop-de-doop, go back to the station.
You gotta factor in donut time. Donut time. They need to have donut time.
And then also, they're just fucking absent as some fucking school official is just pounding this minor, and they're like, we don't show up for that kind of shit. We just show up for, like, some pirate radio dude because he said some naughty stuff on the radio.
Hey, it was the 90s. Everything was crazy.
It's Lenny Bruce. We got to arrest him.
Oh, they told us we got to do it. So, you know, there's a bit of an uproar in the community. So we're going to punch in kids, though. They're totally cool with it.
Yeah.
They're also, like, you can't tell somebody, you can't masturbate on the radio. But, you know, just... You know, kid gets out of line, just fucking.
Also, what asshole who's trying to trace a call informs the phone? Your phone call's been traced.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
It was like,
oh yeah, he gives it away.
Really?
It's like, you're doomed. You've been traced. It's like, that's the first thing you say to him.
Yeah, he didn't even lie. I thought he was going to try to, like, stall him, you know? Like, the typical, we got
Christmas.
We got to triangulate that signal.
I thought you got, like, this whole sequence for the guys, like, running between, like, through the different lines. It sounded like a Black Christmas.
Yeah. That would have been great. But instead, he's just like,
Black Christmas was a real
cop. By the way, I'm already tracing it, motherfucker.
The call's coming from inside.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's coming from inside the garage.
Basement.
And right at the end of the movie, when they get them out of the Jeep and take them into the van, they should have handcuffed them first before taking them into the van. Because what if they have weapons? What if they go for the weapons?
Oh, yeah. They didn't search him.
Exactly.
That's like rule number one. As soon as you subdue a suspect, you're supposed to check for everything, weapons, whatever.
Yeah.
Just eliminate any threats.
Oh, so he has a microphone in his pocket.
Yeah. Like even if you know somebody's not a threat, like you have that instinct and that intuition, like you do tend to know, but you never risk it. And even then, it's just standard procedure. So even if you really don't feel like you need to be doing it, you'll do it anyway. Because you're just supposed to.
Yeah. I gotta say
also,
something.
No, they did not... I'm not done.
You finish. Go ahead.
I'm not done.
Go ahead.
They did not read him his rights. I am not American.
Oh, fuck.
I am not American, but I know that they have Miranda rights.
Yeah.
And that he should have been read his rights. Also, you should always, even in Canada, you should always be told why you're being arrested.
Yeah.
Because... like they need cause to detain you, right?
Yeah.
There's so many things. I haven't Googled it yet, but what the fuck did they arrest him for? Like,
he's on the waves.
No, it was on the TV.
So he said he made FCC violations.
No, not just that.
But that's not something you could have. Like, they could have gotten him at the end there for like the whole host of things, like the chase and everything and the driving like a fucking maniac and all that stuff.
Oh, wait.
They were
linking him to the suicide.
Yeah, so what they said is that they're going to arrest... before any... he actually did something legitimately wrong and you could arrest him for was... what did they say? Criminal solicitation?
Soliciting? In connection with the suicide. Connection.
What the fuck is that? And does that exist? Is that... like, I don't... like, I'm lost. I'm like, hold on. So somebody kills themselves, and then you're like, you know, you can... Hold on. Let me just get my thoughts here. You can egg somebody on to kill themselves, but, like, you can't be arrested for... you didn't do anything. You didn't, like, fucking give them the thing. You didn't, like, do the act for them. This isn't, like... you didn't do anything. You can say whatever you want to somebody, and if it leads to something negative, you don't take responsibility for that. Otherwise, everybody on social media would be fucked.
There was actually a real case, not to put a whole damper on this.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure
recently,
not super recently,
but I'm pretty sure
a couple years ago. But no, there was a girlfriend and a boyfriend whatever.
Oh yes,
And she egged him on to kill himself, and he finally did, and she went to court and got charged.
Yep.
And
yes, so everything. I know what you're talking about. It was on.
They found her
it
phone.
It was on YouTube or whatever. It was for YouTube or whatever it was. And it was to kill himself. I think are you talking about the one where they got like the fucking ridiculous handgun? I think it was like a Deagle or something. It was like some massive handgun. And then they shot it through the
book. No, like I know what you're talking about. No, that was an accident.
Oh, I don't know.
That's not what I'm talking about. No, yeah. I'm talking
She got arrested for that.
No, but I get that.
That was more direct.
I know the case you're talking about.
Yeah, so. It's the one where they found her phone and stuff and they found all the texts and everything. And she basically was like, yeah, kill yourself. You know, go through with it. Are you going to do it? Blah, blah, blah. And was kind of like encouraging him to do it and stuff. And then he finally did do it and she was like brought in.
Yeah. Let me put it this way.
So
you could arrest every commenter on YouTube if you could find them, if that's the case.
That's not a bad idea.
How many people say kill yourself? Blah blah blah. Like the most
what
horrid,
you won't.
Horrid shit.
I've been told to go die of AIDS countless times on YouTube.
Yeah.
Really?
It's a rite of passage.
Oh yeah.
It's a rite of passage. So a point I'm making, like, people can say foul shit.
Yeah.
But
free speech.
Well, and that's the thing. What it comes down to is, well, I don't know what the fuck you charge him with, because to be real, like in Canada, I don't think you'd be able to charge that at all. Like the Crown would not fucking charge something like that, especially. Also, even in the 90s, like I find it hard to believe that you would even possibly get to detain somebody, you have to charge them pretty quickly. So if you even question, like, can we charge him for something like this, you would have to build up a case first, because then you're not sure. Because even if you think, like, he could be criminally liable, you can't just be like, some person killed themselves and they were listening to this. Like, Grand Theft Auto. Well, the kid played Grand Theft Auto, so we're gonna go arrest. Yeah, that's you know.
I was about to say actually that kind of strikes your point.
They already tried
the whole thing
that.
About like it reminds me of like the whole Columbine blaming Marilyn Manson for the shooters killing people.
That's all in public opinion though. Yeah. But when it comes to actually fucking arresting somebody, you can't do that.
No, that's me. I'm going with what you're saying.
Yeah, like in the court of public opinion, you could do whatever the fuck you want. That's why Jack Thompson had a fucking job for the longest time.
Oh,
it's because he was just drumming up controversy. But realistically, there was no substance.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, for the media circus, right?
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, well, he's an idiot and he got disbarred, so whatever. Yeah. He did it one too many times. Should have just stopped after a couple and, you know, he got his notoriety, but...
I gotta admit, this is a much better cop time with Andrew than I thought it was gonna be. I thought it was just one tiny thing, but it just blew up.
How did you think it was one tiny thing?
I thought, he got up, obviously.
Well, because that one was just so comic.
There was a lot.
Yeah, that was over the edge.
That
for
was
him.
Just way
I,
too.
I clearly wasn't. I was more like I had my left hand. I couldn't see. I do want to say one thing though before I forget it, just because this thing was bugging me ever since I watched the most recent Halloween film. One tiny little thing I've been noticing about movies lately, it's just been driving me nuts, is that people who are doing a podcast or radio show and it's showing someone doing something that logically makes no sense, like Christian Slater constantly moving away from the mic and the audio sounds the same.
He has perfect audio,
the phone, how the fuck is the audience listening to what's on the phone when he's holding it to his ear and he's this far away from the mic and everyone can hear a perfect rendition of what is on the other line? It's just why isn't he wearing headphones? It's like, come on. It's like,
why is there a helicopter?
He's just assuming it sounds great.
It was the 90s. Sound worked differently back then.
Yeah, clearly it was way better. Like, analog tape, man. It's that high quality shit that we've been downgraded since then. Fuck digital technology.
An assault on minors is okay.
I know, but just like that shit.
Yeah, it's like an alternate universe. It's you can.
Yeah, that
you
was
know,
just exactly.
Yeah,
you know what?
You can beat the hell out of a minor, you're good, but
that's
you know.
That's why I enjoyed it, because I was like, I didn't. It wasn't
loosely
real life to me.
Suicide,
it was like,
down.
Based on real life. Yeah. I was like, oh, pump up the volume based on real life.
But Lex Spear,
it's an adaptation.
But Lex Spear, you need that realness to ground it, to keep it in so that the crazier stuff, you buy it.
I don't know. I felt like there just wasn't really a story.
No, there
that
wasn't.
That was, if you want to get straight to kind of why I didn't like it, like that's pretty much it.
I just enjoyed what it was selling. You know? Like it was saying, hey, you want to listen to Christian Slater and see him talk about some shit? And, you know, teenage
problems? I'll watch
Interview
with a Vampire.
I was like,
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Sure, you know, hey, you got some charismatic characters, some good shit on screen. Sure, whatever. Yeah, you're talking out your ass, but so does every teenager, so cool.
Well, you know what,
and it's
Andrew?
Christian Slater talking out his ass, so I can accept that. You know, like, but I mean... The final, the final thing in that is like, you could pick apart any cop procedural and that kind of stuff, but like the last thing was, the whole school little throwaway thing where like, oh, we're, taking government money.
Oh, and, with the funding and then
expelling
the
students and
then...
And stuff like that.
You can't do this to me. Yes, I can.
That was fucking hilarious. I love that woman. She was so comically, like, over
evil.
The top. Yep. She was telling all her bosses off, like, superintendent, like, higher than her boss, who's the guy's, the kid's father. Higher than him. And him, who's also her boss. She's fucking... I loved how, like, reckless she is and how much she does not give
name?
A fuck. I don't know. Crazy bitch. I don't know. Whatever. I don't care. She doesn't need a name.
Maggot Posswad, I think, was on the roof.
For me.
That whole
subplot actually did remind me of a great cop drama. That whole thing. It reminded me
Bad
of...
Bad Boys?
What you want? What you got? What you gonna do?
No, season four of The Wire.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
That's right. Because I was like, exactly.
Yeah, I know what he's talking
they
about.
They were like, yeah, all this stuff. Like, the shit they were alluding to, I was like, maybe that's why I was fine, because then my mind just immediately went to something
he
that
went
was
to
like
the, wire.
The highest quality bar. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm like, oh yeah, they spent a whole season seriously delving into the systemic issues in the school system in Baltimore, and the issues are kind of the same.
Maybe they have no money.
Oh yeah, money is an issue. Oh yeah, they need the scores are king, and they abandon students, and you know it can lead to serious consequences. So I just filled in the rest myself. You know, they just put down an appetizer, and I went like, oh yeah, I've had that main course.
Yeah,
I remember that meal and the dessert. Oh yeah. Fuck.
And we'll change the setting to Baltimore too. I mean, just to you to know,
Arizona, you mean
to fit it? No, to Baltimore because it's The Wire.
The Wire is in right. Baltimore.
Okay. Yeah,
but every season's like covers a different thing, sort of like whether it's media or or school system or
masturbation,
drugs obviously in America, the war on drugs.
Yeah, they do a whole season of masturbation.
It's a fucking great show. So if anything, that section of the movie,
season six,
that section of the movie can just help me promote. You should just watch The Wire because it's fucking great. It's a slow burn, but you should absolutely take the time to watch it because it's
Andrew's so review's good. Done.
Yeah, no, I'm done. Yeah, I said I liked it, and I vented about cop stuff. So there you go. Done.
This has been Cop Time with Andrew.
What you want? What you want? What you gonna do?
It's like the worst. The most like B-tier fucking Bad Boys theme.
I do think we got something now for your theme song, so there we go.
Like, wow.
I'm gonna get a tune and just have it ready to go. Just
actually, like, you know what just dawned on me? The last movie I showed you guys, I didn't even comment on the cops at all.
Well, yeah, they were just
when they
briefly
were Suspiria, in there. Yeah. Well,
an absence
of cops is still a cop problem, okay?
They got their
dick. No, there needs to be an in-world explanation for why cops...
That's fucking hilarious. There is, anyway.
What?
Why? Because what they can do to them, they just bring them in and then they fucking mind control
maybe
them.
It's maybe it's because there were no issues, you're right. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, because they can control them, because they're fucking witches.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah, it's totally explained without them having to explain.
Yeah, I was just thinking, like, oh, I didn't even comment on it.
No,
this was Andrew's time on Suspiria.
Done.
What you want? What you want? What you gonna do? Got corner.
I'm gonna clip that and just play it at random.
In like a bar.
What would happen if you ran that through autotune, I wonder?
Oh.
I think we gotta do t-shirt too.
What you gonna do?
Wow.
Jasper Box, how to make you feel?
What you gonna do?
Hey, Andrew, you know that song that plays in the Bad Boys 1 and 2 films?
Yeah.
That plays, like, generally around the credits where it goes, what you want, what you got, what you gonna do? Bad boy, bad boys.
Yeah.
I shouldn't still be laughing at that after like six times, but here we are.
The fact that it still works means this needs to continue on each podcast because it will seem fresh for the break. It's going to be great all over again. Great. I'm glad that we've got a theme song.
I think the solution to that problem is just bring in movies that do cops perfectly from now on.
Good luck.
Just, no, we wouldn't have this good material.
I want basically wire quality from here on out. Okay?
You're not getting it.
Then like 99% of all films ever made are no longer can be.
That's right. Christopher Nolan is out. No Nolan films, nothing.
Oh, that's not good. Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
My favorite character from The Dark Knight.
Nikki Cat.
No, my fucking... No. No. The reason why... This all fucking started with him. Okay. It was when he decided to put all the fucking dumb cops, and the one that pushed me over the edge was fucking Batman Begins, where he goes...
He's flying on rooftops!
I just fucking... That was
Can you at least tell
much.
Me what it looks like?
It broke me.
Never mind.
It broke me. It fucking broke me. Like... My God.
Donut time.
Would any adult in their right mind say that? Like, what professional who's you know, I have to deal with, like, drugs and crime, and I'm in one of the most high-crime
cities. You don't live in Gotham City. You don't know.
One of the most high-crime cities. He's flying on rooftops! Just retire. Just retire.
So pump up
Chris,
the volume.
Chris doesn't respect...
So pump up with the volume, yeah.
Chris doesn't respect the fucking cops. Anyway, oh. I'm done. I'm done. This cop, movie was good. I'm
this
done.
This is cop time with Andrew.
You gotta save it. I've only done it about 10 times this episode.
The reason we're laughing at it now is because we're so tired. We're gonna listen to this in 2 weeks and be like,
"It's fucking stupid.
This is terrible." I think it'll be funny.
Oh my God.
So yeah, this was Pump Up the Volume. We sure did pump up the volume tonight.
Oh yeah.
I have no idea what the budget was on this film. I'm gonna estimate $1.5 to $2 million just because of the chase and the helicopters and such cost so much money. Opening weekend, it was released August 22nd, 1990. Opening weekend, $1.6 million, and over its theatrical release, which was only about, I don't know, 18 weeks, $11 million. But it was only in theaters for a short time. Apparently, it made a whole lot of money. It was an underground hit on VHS. But mainly
because... the soundtrack.
And the soundtrack, and Christian Slater was the hot young guy at the time, so that's why they went with him. They originally wanted John Cusack and Drew Barrymore for the main two roles.
Interesting.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah, it would have been interesting.
Yeah. It's funny to see Christian Slater like that because I've always seen him as like a... Like, just, he's a lot older in all the movies I watch. So it's like funny to look back and see him kind of the hot young thing. Yeah. That's funny to me.
And I think it was the Sam Roberts podcast where he said, I don't think he said this in the exact words, but this is the film he wants to be remembered for.
Really?
I think so.
When did he say this?
On the Sam Roberts podcast. I have no idea what the date was.
Chris
Slater
said
the clip.
This?
Yeah.
Really?
I feel like Mr. Robot he would be much more proud of.
Yeah. Or Heathers or...
Heathers, I would think so.
Heathers is awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Heathers is great.
Well, if he's thinking about something like that's dealing with a similar... issues, just modern and stuff, like artistically, I find that like you would have found something like Mr. Robot more fulfilling.
Or Alone in the Dark.
No.
That's what I was trying to remember.
Oh.
That's what I was trying to remember this whole fucking time. I was looking at that.
Is it underrated?
It's
directed by Uwe Boll.
I wanted to fake Andrew into this movie.
Yeah. He's the guy who owns the German restaurant downtown.
Wait, what?
Yeah, yep. You didn't know he had his own restaurant in Vancouver? It's like this posh, like really nice restaurant.
I didn't know he owned it.
Oh, dude, he owns it.
I know he lives here. I didn't know he owned a restaurant.
Oh, look it up, man. Restaurant?
Well, no wonder he's still making
movies. Look it up. I forget what it's called, but look up Ubel restaurant.
Can't use those tax loopholes anymore. He's got to make some money somehow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Apparently it's really nice.
I have to look this up. Anyway.
Does he come out and fight anyone who doesn't like the food?
He should. That should be part of the experience.
That'd be fucking great. Yeah, you like send something back to the kitchen just so you can have him come out.
Yeah.
And he yells
at you. What did you send back?
He yells at you like Jon Favreau did in Chef, and then he punches you in the face.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck. Right in the face. Oh,
wow. Fuck, it's on his Wikipedia page, at his top thing. Yeah. Like a bowl. Decided to branch out of filmmaking in 2016 to work in the restaurant industry. He opened his restaurant in Vancouver and turned positive reviews. What's the restaurant? You've already butchered namesake, so you're taking that mantle this week.
I haven't pronounced it. Yeah. Give it to
you
him.
You could.
It's like the Bauhaus restaurant.
What?
Like B-A-U-H-A-U-S.
Bauhaus.
Oh, I said it. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Bauhaus?
Yeah.
I never fucking heard of that word. Downtown?
Yeah, I remember looking it up, but it's like a really nice restaurant.
Jeez.
Yeah, and it's like well-reviewed and stuff, yeah.
Interesting.
Good for him.
Yeah. Finally getting good reviews.
He's good at something.
Ha! Yeah.
There you go.
You don't fight food critics, man.
No.
They have knives.
Their knives are out.
Tell Jon Favreau that.
The one last thing I'll say about the film, the principal, and Rylan alluded to this earlier, that was taking the money for the amount of kids that were in the school and then getting rid of those who had the low SAT scores. I find that to be such a reversal of what they do nowadays, because nowadays in the U.S. school system, what they do is if enough kids aren't passing the minimum grade, they lower the test scores and they lower the grades so more kids can pass.
Yeah.
So the school can continue to get their budget, which is just fucking weird. Like, why can't dumb kids fail and be held back? Mm-hmm. Everyone has to pass because it's all about getting that money.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's still, it's a similar issue because it's just, it's heads, right? The amount, especially that whole first week thing or first bit, because that funding is based on numbers, mm-hmm. and that's why there's overcrowding in the classroom and things like that. So, it's the same issue. It's just maybe just the tactics are change over time or adjust, but essentially it's the same issue because the funding has remained general. It's always based on just number, students and numbers. So,
and it's the same thing in the prison industry because the prisons base their stocks, because they're private, on the amount of prisoners they have, mm-hmm. which is why the prisons are overcrowded, and that lobbyists lobby for more restrictive laws so that more people can be put in jail in prison and increase those profits. What a sick, sick country the U.S. is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just,
yeah.
Yeah, we're criticizing just so, the shit out of them. We're so, so much
great
better.
Here in Canada.
We're so much better. Have you seen our prime minister, man?
Oh,
we're
yeah.
so much better.
He's so
we're
handsome.
Hotter. We're younger.
Yes.
We're more in more blackface.
He's got a kick-ass beard now.
You're right. Yeah. He's more nuanced now. He's older.
He's serious. He's businessman Trudeau now.
Oh, God. Canadian politics.
Yeah.
Just not as sexy, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't draw
our biggest, you know, our biggest scandal is...
Wexit.
What?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Or Megxit.
What?
Jesus.
Yeah, there's that, too. Don't forget. They're coming over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Megxit.
Manitoba.
Megxit. Yeah.
Is it...
No.
Is that a thing?
No, Megxit. It's the, Megan,
Markle, yeah, that's
and,
right. That's right.
What's his face? From the,
Harry?
Yeah, Harry, Megan. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're leaving and coming to Canada.
Well, I was
apparently.
Saying Wexit with the whole Alberta, Saskatchewan,
yes.
and Manitoba.
And, they're calling it Megxit.
That's so good.
Yeah, yeah, because they're planning to leave the United Kingdom and move to Canada for, like, financial independence. I guess they just want to get away from the crown. Which
yeah,
just causes this big, like, what the hell?
Well, in the UK.
Yeah.
Like, I can imagine. Uprising. It's all
yeah.
about the royal family and shit.
Yeah.
I mean.
That lady's tearing us apart.
But it doesn't really matter. Yeah. Like, they're just
we're
symbols,
still kind
right?
of, we're still kind of British, you know?
And also, yeah, exactly. Like, if they.
We have
how
our,
independent
we have our
are they
toe,
really?
We have our, like, toenail in the door still, you know?
Yeah,
we haven't shut that door completely. Technically.
Yeah, exactly.
Technically, we haven't. Anyway. So, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. The Queen's going to reclaim Canada now and be like, bish, you thought.
That's right. You thought you could get away. That's funny.
We will see what happens. Next episode is Rylan. What you got for us?
I got a couple ideas cooking. We'll see which one comes to fruition.
All
right. No, I don't wanna give me spoilers. It's probably be... couple weeks till we film the next episode. It's a long time. A lot could change. You could find something completely new. A curveball.
We're gonna have some cop time hour with any of these picks.
Yeah, pick one with lots of cops.
Well, duly noted. We'll definitely keep it in mind because that was entertaining as fuck.
She's just gonna go find like fucking
which one's Blue
like
Street?
Paul Blart or some
Blue
shit.
Blue Street.
Oh god.
Paul
oh, yeah.
Beats Police
Paul,
Academy.
Paul Blart 2, definitely.
We're gonna read
oh,
that. We're gonna,
oh my
I
god.
Saw that. It's terrible.
I didn't see it.
He's a cop in that one, right? Like,
yeah,
doesn't he
yeah.
become? He's a cop. At the end of the first one, he becomes a cop, right?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I just assumed it was
underrated. I've seen the first
I've
Paul
seen
Blart.
Observe and Report.
Oh, yeah. There's another good one for you.
Yeah.
Fucking, but, well, at least Seth Rogen's.
Blue Streak.
Huh?
Blue Streak.
With Martin Lawrence?
Yeah, Martin Lawrence. Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Is that the one where, like, he's a criminal?
Oh, sorry, he's a criminal and then, yeah.
stores the diamonds in a building.
Yes.
And then when he gets escaped, it's now police headquarters.
That's right.
Yeah.
Isn't there another Martin Lawrence cop one?
Yeah, Blue
Bad Lord Boys.
National
no,
Security.
No, not
National
that
Security.
That one. That one.
That's
oh,
a call.
Oh, yeah.
I saw it in theaters.
Who's
the,
fuck
Steve
yeah.
Zahn.
Steve Zahn. That's who it is. Yeah.
yeah.
That's what I was trying
yeah.
to
quality film.
I reached my dumb cop quota when I was a kid, so I have nothing left.
But Andrew, you don't know what you're in for, man. We're going to take all the clips of you reacting to all the cop moments and remix into a nice little tune. And then have Zach underneath go, what you gonna with all of Andrew's like clips from each episode of him reacting. It's gonna be good.
I should actually listen to that song more so I can just do the whole thing at some point. Just play different
parts. We're gonna create like a 3.5 minute intro to every single cop time with Andrew, and it has to play in its entirety off of my phone. So, and we have to be quiet when it's playing.
That's right.
Lots of great stuff coming, ladies and gentlemen.
2020 is going to be fun.
But until then, talk hard. What you going to do?
Man, boy!